you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's up, everybody? Glenn Sobel here from the Alice Cooper Band. You are listening and rocking to Talking Metal. Check it out.
Hey, this is Mark Striegel coming to you from the Rock Carnival in Lakewood, New Jersey. This is a dual episode of One-on-One with Mitch LaFon and Talking Metal. And, of course, Mitch is here with me. Mitch, how are you? Welcome to New Jersey.
Absolutely. It's great to be here. You know, get to see Twisted, Alice, and Ace, of course.
Yes, we were here yesterday, Friday. Half the bands canceled due to wind and rain, but we did get some good ones. We got Blue Oyster Cult, we got Clutch, and also Alice Cooper. And in today's show notes on TalkingMetal.com, I'm going to have pictures up of, well, not Blue Oyster Cult because I got to the photo pit too late for them, but of Clutch and Alice Cooper. And thanks to Mitch, we're also going to talk with numerous members of Alice Cooper's band. Who are we going to hear from, Mitch?
Well, we're going to hear from Tommy Henriksen and Nita Strauss together in, you know, one interview with both of them. And then later on, Glenn Sobel, the drummer, who, of course, spent some time with Motley Crue this past year. Or, yeah, sorry, this past year. No, 2015. So, yeah, so we've got some great stuff. And we're going to hear about Mick Mars' solo album and Nita's solo album and the band, the Alice Cooper band, the guys are going to do an album without Alice, and so all three of them talk about that. So there's some news for you because nobody knows that.
And I know I told you this in person last night when they were playing, but I had seen Alice open for Motley Crue on the farewell tour. Sounded great, but seeing them here tonight or last night, not only was it deafening, I mean it was very, very loud, but they sound so tight and true to form. I mean the songs sound so close to how they were originally recorded, but almost with a little bit of like heaviness or testosterone thrown in there. I think, I don't know if that's the three guitar lineup.
Yeah, this is by far the best lineup they've had since
three guitars, right? Yeah,
three guitars. You got Tommy, Ryan, and Anita, and of course, you know, they've had plenty of lineups over the years, but this, since the Welcome to My Nightmare lineup, this is the strongest lineup he's had. Those three just they melt together. They just blend so perfectly, and you got to go see the show. I think this is my fifth one this year, and it just gets better and better and better, and they changed up the set list. They, you know, all kinds of weird songs last night. So, no, you know, you can't beat Alice live.
Right on. Well, without further ado, let's get into the first interview of the evening. Who are we going to hear from, Mitch?
Tommy Henriksen on guitar and Nita Strauss, guitarist number two.
Here it is, recorded September, 30th. 2016 at the Rock Carnival in Lakewood, New Jersey.
We are talking with Tommy Frederiksen.
Yeah,
cool.
Here, I'll do it.
Frederiksen's cool.
Mitch LaFon.
All right. Mitch LaFerman.
Yeah.
Frederiksen's cool.
I am.
What's
that?
Toto?
What is that? Tommy Frederiksen. That's a
sure.
Toto?
I don't know. Maybe someone else. Sorry, good. Henriksen's close, though. It's good.
I got up at 6 and drove 8 hours.
Oh, you did? Okay. That's cool.
Up.
I don't mind that at all, though. Seriously.
That's rock and roll.
It is. It's fine.
All right, Tommy.
And Nita Strauss,
hey. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
So are we still recording?
Yeah, we're going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff. Yeah. That's the best
stuff. It's in there forever now.
Well, that's right.
The first mistake Mitch LaFon ever made.
No, not the first. I got married.
That's great.
Oh, shit, that's on there.
Yeah, you better edit that one out. Even though we know you love your wife.
Yes, of course. Yeah, 14 course. Years now. Yeah. We are at the Rock Carnival with Tommy and Nita from the Alice Cooper Band. See how I covered that up there?
Yes.
That's the way to do it. That's how pros do it.
And it's almost rained out here.
I know. There's two bands playing out of, I think, 16 that were scheduled.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Two out of 16?
Just yeah.
So it's Blue Oyster Cult and Alice Cooper.
I'm so bummed. I was looking forward to seeing Zach Sabbath.
No, he went home.
Did he leave? Actually leave? He's not even, I was hoping he was going to stay and see us.
No.
I really was.
All gone. So let's talk about Alice Cooper and, well, first of all, you, Tommy, with Hollywood Vampires. How was that experience?
It was great. I had a great time doing it, you know, playing with, you know, Joe and those guys and Johnny and Robert and Matt. It was great. It was one of those moments where, you know, we did some great shows, had a good time doing it, and now we're back out with Alice Cooper.
So where are we in terms of Alice and the next new album? Are we, is the band talking about putting something together with him, or
well,
is he going to...
Alice is talking about records all the time. I know that there's a process right now going on, putting a new Alice Cooper record together. So we'll see what happens in the next couple months, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus, we also got, like, a band record that we're just sitting on right now that we're going to, like, get ready
to do something to. We're going to talk about it. And we'll get to that, but we'll talk to Nita. Nita, you've been posting on Facebook and all these other places about your solo album. How is that coming along?
Have I? I thought I was keeping it really under wraps, but it's going really, really well. The first track is going to be released, actually, January 20th via Steve Vai's label. Favorite Nations.
Oh, great.
And it's a compilation called She Rocks. So it's myself and Jennifer Batten, Orianthi, and a bunch of other female guitar players kind of showcasing the female side of Shred. So it's going to be out January 20th on Favorite Nations.
Now, are they guesting on your album, or is it a compilation album?
This is a compilation album.
Okay.
Yeah. No, my album's all my stuff.
Okay. And did you do any work with Orianthi or Jennifer Batten? Because
no, they have their own tracks on the compilation, and I've got my track.
Okay, so when does your solo album actually come out?
That's a whole other game for a whole other day. Right now, it's just the one song on the fire.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Mark.
Great. Mark, you just go.
Marcus,
I'm not prepared for the questions.
Marcus having an off day. So we were talking to Glenn Sobel before about this Alice Cooper group, for the lack of a better word, band album.
Yeah.
When is that coming out, and sort of what's the progress on that? You've been working on it since at least.
It's actually finished. We're just waiting on it. We're just sitting on it right now. You know what I mean? Because there's a couple other things we still got to do. Nita's still got to do some stuff on it. Chuck's got to do some stuff on it. But other than that, we recorded it in all the hotel rooms.
Basically,
you know what I mean?
It's really amazing what you can do with technology these days. You know, you think about the way that recording of music has progressed, and you can really, you know, you can make an album on a laptop. You really can.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Now, in terms of who's the lead singer, is it sort of Tommy has a track and Ryan has a track and Chuck has a track?
It's like basically everybody except me and Glenn, because we don't sing.
You don't sing at all?
No.
We got an
instrumental
track though. It's pretty dope though. It's really cool.
That's my way of singing.
Yeah. Which is cool. It's like a drum solo and a guitar solo all mixed in. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. Now
it's
also
cool.
You've produced records in the past. Are you producing this one, or sort of everybody sort of helping out?
Everyone's just doing their own stuff. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like we're all doing it all together. So, you know, it's like a joint effort. You know what I mean? But I'll probably mix it, you know? So.
May we talk about the Mick Mars album?
No. Yeah.
Hey, I did three songs of him that came out amazing. You know what I mean? Whether he does anything with them or not, it's up to him. But I just know that we did some killer songs. So I just wish Mick the best of luck, whatever he does. You know what I mean?
Okay, so your involvement with that is over. It's
right now it's over, yeah. Right now it's over. Hey, boss, what are you doing?
Hey
coach.
How you
doing? Hey. Yeah, but right now it is over. But if Mick called me up and wanted to do something, I'd be more than happy to help out. I'm a fan of Mick's, you know, and I love what we did. So, anyway, timing of things don't work out sometimes, great. If you call me tomorrow, I'm here. You know what I mean?
Now, Alice is going out till about November.
Yeah.
Then what? Does everybody sort of come off the road, or is it?
I don't know what we're going to do with ourselves. I don't think we've had a real break, and you know, I've been in the band 2.5 years now, and I don't think we've had a break. So Tommy gets to, you know, kiss his beautiful wife and his kid, and I get to go home and kiss Josh and the dogs, you know, and maybe do some laundry and actually chill out for a little bit, which would be nice.
Yeah, so talk to me about being in the band for 2.5 years. How has that experience been in terms of just musicianship and hanging around with Alice Cooper?
Oh, it's unreal. It's really, really amazing. You know, you get these you get this experience of playing with these phenomenal musicians and working with a legend like Alice. I really can't say I learned something new in this band every single day, musically and non-musically.
And are you still doing any of the other projects? Was it Femme Fatale and all those wonderful
things?
No,
I haven't done anything except this and my guitar clinics since I joined this band.
Way to do it. There you go.
Yeah.
No, it's cool.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. I know we're cut for time, but it's just like one of those things. It's like crazy back here tonight.
I know.
Yeah,
everybody's canceled.
Yeah,
and
we didn't
flooded.
Know if we were going to play.
Yeah, sorry. We just found out.
It's the Rock and Flood Carnival.
Yes, I know.
Isn't this place actually called Flood City? Oh, Lakewood.
Lakewood. Yeah.
No, it's just a lake.
It's just a lake.
Yeah.
And it's the Rock and Food Carnival, but tonight's just the Rock and Flood Carnival.
Is there any food for us?
No.
We'll see. That's what you get.
Is that good?
Perfect.
Cool.
Thanks. What you just heard was Mitch's interview with Nita and Tommy from Alice Cooper's band. And we're going to hit another interview that Mitch and I both did. I think I actually asked more questions with this interview. I don't think I asked any on that last one you heard. But yeah, so here we go. We're going to hear from Glenn. He is the drummer in Alice Cooper's band. Let's check it out right now on Talking Metal and One-on-One with Mitch LaFon.
We are at the Rock Carnival in New Jersey with Glenn Sobel of Alice Cooper's band. Good day, Glenn. Enjoying the rain so far?
Is it raining?
Yeah.
No, it's wet. It's all right. We're going to play. We've all played in worse weather. We can handle it. It's cool. There's a lot of people here. They don't care, rain or shine.
And we're also here with Mark Striegel of Talking Metal.
Glenn, nice to meet you. For the Talking Metal listeners, you've been in Alice's band a long time now. How long has it been?
It's been close to 6 years now. It just flies by. Crazy.
And you replaced Eric Singer, is that correct?
No, technically the drummer before me was Jimmy DeGrasso, and then there was Eric Singer. It's hard to keep up. 45 years of a career, Alice has had a lot of band members, so I understand people's confusion with all that. But this lineup's been pretty stable.
Cool. And you do stuff outside of Alice Cooper, too. Can we talk a little bit about some of that? Let's start with the Lucky Strike jam night that you do.
Oh, sure. That's a great time. That's every Wednesday, and it's always going on. But when I'm in town, I'm the drummer in the resident band. And we have guests. You know, it's not that much unlike what the Roots do on Jimmy Fallon. They're the house band, but then when there's guests, they back them up. So we've had everybody there from Nuno Bettencourt, Sebastian Bach, Jackson Brown, Gilby Clark just recently, Orianthe. We've had a lot of guests, and it means learning a lot of new songs every week. I love that kind of thing. So, yeah, fun gig when I'm in town.
Cool. And you did some touring with Richie Sambora, right?
Yeah, Richie and Orianthe, sure. Yeah, that was in Brazil in July. We had a break from the Alice tour. The scheduling worked out. It's had some great shows, yeah.
And one very cool thing you did outside of Alice, you played a gig with Motley Crue.
I played, actually 5 gigs, a week's worth. Yeah, and that's been a while. That was last year, but sure, that's something it comes up in interviews for good reason. It was a crazy week. That was on 7 hours notice, getting a call from their production manager, me thinking he was pulling a practical joke at first. And
how familiar were you with the songs? Did you know all the songs already, or did you just have to take that 7 hours and really start practicing?
Well, it's one thing to know the song. Sure, I came up listening to Motley Crue. I saw the Dr. Feelgood tour back when I was a kid. So, and we were on tour with them for a while, on and off. But to suddenly have to play the show, that's a different story. So I do what I do. I make the cheat sheets. That's not writing out every note. It has to do with reading music, but it's like a sort of roadmap of the song. And so I spent several hours doing that in the production office. And, you know, that's what you do as a pro drummer in L.A. People hate rehearsing. So you just get used to having to come in the first day and know everything. And it's happened before. There was a gig in Italy. It's Vasco Rossi. He's like the biggest rock star by far in Italy, like Springsteen times 10 or stadiums, arenas. I got called in 2010 last minute to fill in. And that was like 26 songs I had never heard before. So I was up for 2 days straight making the charts, the cheat sheets, and then I flew there. It was a good confidence builder. So when the Motley Crue thing came up, a little bit of pressure, but it's like, okay, I've been here before. And yeah, 5 shows. It was crazy. If 14-year-old me knew about that, then I would have never believed it.
Right on. So what other things are you involved with musically?
There's always random different recording sessions in town and teaching. whether it's doing drum clinics for DW and Sabian or just teaching privately. Sometimes I fit things in on the road. Sometimes when I'm off tour, it just depends.
So when you teach privately, is it in your home or in a studio, or do you do like Skype stuff?
I have a practice space that I share actually with my good buddy Dean Butterworth. He plays drums in Good Charlotte and Sugar Ray. It's great because he comes in the AM. I will never be practicing in the morning unless I really needed to. And then I come in the afternoon. And yeah, I do lessons there a little bit when I'm in town. I do some Skype lessons. Once in a while, I'll put the word out if I'm home and have time that I'm going to be available for that. Sure.
Cool. Excellent.
Yeah, now, when I was talking with Tommy and Nita in Ottawa, they were mentioning this Alice Cooper Group album. What is the status of that? And sort of explain it to the fans. What does that mean, an Alice Cooper Group album?
Well, it's all of us in the Alice band minus Alice. We've been chipping away at this. The most cool, amazing thing, I think, is how this will demonstrate how you can make a record on basically almost no budget. I mean, Pro Tools, recording guitars, vocals in hotel rooms. I spent one day in a real studio knocking out the drums in LA. And it's not quite done yet, but it's getting there. And people don't have to spend crazy amounts of money on making records these days. That's so old school thinking. You know, if you got a good set of gear and you could tune your instruments well and sing in tune and play well and have a good producer's ear, you can make a decent record. You know, experience counts for a lot. It is great working with producers in a real nice big studio, but those experiences are becoming less and less. There's so many studios in LA that have closed down. So it's not just the future, it's now. It's making a record sort of on your own or out of your own pocket.
So who sings on it? Because Chuck does Bisto Blanco, Tommy's got his solo thing, Ryan's got his solo thing. Who's singing this? Who's the lead?
Well, I'm definitely not singing on it. Let's clear that up. Yeah. But no, just about everybody is, because the guys, Ryan, Chuck, Tommy, they all sing lead in their own bands, and they've done that for years. So that's a great thing about this group. When we're playing with Alice, you know, there's no canned vocals. Everybody's singing for real. We get asked a lot if the vocals are on track, which they totally aren't, proud to say. And so, yeah, they're each taking turns singing songs on this record.
Musically, is it an Alice Cooper sounding record, or is it more like, you know, Maiden or something?
No, I think everybody's personality comes out on this. Like, you almost might be able to tell who wrote what if you know the guys. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Glenn.
Sure.
Great pleasure.
And that's our interview with Glenn Sobel from the Alice Cooper Band, also spending some time with Richie Sambora and Orianti, the RSO lineup on the South American tour. And there you go. There you go, folks. Please check me out on Twitter at Mitch LaFon, MITCHLAFON, one-on-one Mitch LaFon, and paypal.me/Mitch LaFon. And Mark, where can we find you?
We are at talkingmetal.com, where we have Mitch's shows, too. You can hear them there. We have a Twitter account. Twitter is Talking Metal. And we have the Facebook page and Instagram, you name it. We're all over the place. And really looking forward to seeing Ace Frehley tonight. Hope to meet up with John, my Talking Metal partner in crime, soon to hang. We're actually standing about 10 feet away from Punky Meadows right now. The Angel guitar player is doing a set here at the Rock Carnival. Again, today, the second day, a little bit of mist, a little bit of rain, not as bad as it was yesterday, where half the bands got canceled. So anyway, stay tuned to Talking Metal for more coverage of the Rock Carnival, which at this point, I can say in the past tense, even though it's currently happening, took place September 30th through October 2nd. Checking out.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.